Bitachin for Life, Shir number 148, Thursday, Parshas Re'eh. We are talking about practical applications of the 10 levels of Bitachin that the Chovos Avavos discusses at the end of Shir HaBitachin. And we are now focusing on the level called Mishon, which means a person feels like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is his crutch. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is someone that he can lean on when he has a difficulty. And we explain that really our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is much deeper than that. But this is a level. It's a level of Mishon, and it's comparable to an older child that has his own independence, but he feels that if he ever gets stuck, he could rely on his parents to help pull him out of the situation. So we wanted to just add one more thing to understanding how we identify HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a Mishon. And the truth is, it really applies to all levels of Bitachin. And this is based on what the Vilna Gaon says, that the highest level in Avodas Hashem, the closest a person can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is through Bitachin. What is the understanding behind this? Why is Bitachin the closest a person can get to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Why is Bitachin so important? So the reason why Bitachin is so fundamental, because when a person does not have Bitachin, it means that he's missing in his understanding of who HaKadosh Baruch Hu is and how real HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in our life. Because if, for example, a person was friends with the President of the United States, how would that relationship play out? It would automatically play out with reliance. Because the President of the United States is the most powerful person on this planet. He could basically get almost anything that he wants. So if you're friends with him, the way you view that relationship is through reliance. I have a connection to the most powerful person, so that connection plays out in situations where I'm stuck. I will rely on him, and he'll be able to help me. If a person has dveikus, what we call a connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he doesn't feel bitachin, that means he doesn't understand HaKadosh Baruch Hu's power. He doesn't understand that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is limitless, and he can help you in any situation, and he has a love for you, and you don't have to earn it, like we said many times, as long as you rely on him. So the reason why bitachin is the fundamental basis of any relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is because you can't have a relationship with Hashem if you're not relying on Him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the most powerful force in this world. How could you pretend, how could you assume that you have a relationship with Him which doesn't automatically lead to reliance? If you're not relying on Him, then you don't truly have a relationship with Him. That is what the Vilna Gaon is saying. Bitachin is the highest form of relationship, because when a person feels bitachin, that means he feels that there's really a relationship. Because really, the main relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu can only be through bitachin, just like a person has a relationship, lahavdil, with a different person who's very powerful. So when you have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that relationship plays out with bitachin. So that's the reason, really, in any level of bitachin, but especially now we're talking about Mishon, when a person internalizes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's here and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's real, the next step is to feel Mishon, to feel that I can lean on HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a crutch. No, it's not the highest level of bitachin, but it is a level of bitachin. When we realize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is real, and my relationship with Hashem manifests through my reliance on Hashem, and if I'm not relying on Him, that means I don't really have a relationship with Him, that helps us feel Mishon. That helps us feel that even if a person feels independent, he doesn't feel complete dependence on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at least he should feel that Mishon. At least he feels that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come through when he has a problem, and he can lean on Hashem to help him through his problems.